I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Remember prime numbers from junior high? They're numbers that can only be divided by one and the number itself. Relax, you aren't being graded on this, but you should know that last week, Michael Schaefer, a 26-year-old chemical engineering graduate student, discovered the largest prime number ever. Day to Day's Mike Pesca called up Michael Schaefer at his office at Michigan State University.
Okay, Michael Schaefer, let's get very, very basic. A prime number is a number that can't be divided evenly by any other number. So let's just count up. 3.
That's prime.
4.
2 times 2, so it's not prime.
5.
Prime number.
6.
2 times 3.
So I think we get the point. Once there are divisors or factors, a number's not prime. You found the biggest prime number ever.
Yeah.
Was it 39?
It was a little bigger than that.
A little bigger than 39? Well, what's the value of finding such a big prime number beyond trivia value?
The number itself isn't particularly useful. I mean, it's a great find. It's a beautiful number, but you're probably not going to be using it for a security code or anything like that, put it in your baggage. It's more just the way that the project was put together to find this number. We've been able to harness thousands and thousands of computers to search exhaustively for numbers of this type.
Was it 41?
You got to keep going. 6.3 million digits long.
Wow. If there's a number that's big but not in the millions of digits, you know, 431,957, would there be any method of actually figuring out if it's prime, or would you just have to try all the different combinations that could get that number?
Well, numbers that are on that order, 100,000, few hundred thousand, few million, there's the sieve of Eratosthenes, where you just take all the prime numbers up to the square root of that, and then if any of those factors divide that number evenly, then it's not prime. But when you get into numbers 100 digits long, it becomes much more difficult to find those numbers.
Even if you don't know all 6 million digits, do you know the last couple of digits, what it ends in?
Well, I can look it up here real quick. I've got a Word document that's about 1,400 pages long that has it.
I'm going to guess, by the way, that it's going to have to end in a 1, 3, 7, or 9.
That's a pretty good guess. It actually ends in 7.
Yeah.
The last few digits here, 5568204 7.
And do you have a nickname for it?
Well, M40 seems to be pretty popular for the 40th Mersenne Prime, but we're still not sure if it's the 40th or not. There's a lot of work going on through GIMPs, the Greater Internet Mersenne Prime Search. It can be found at mersenne.org. mersenne.org. This is where the whole project started up. People can download a client from this website to start looking for numbers that are this large.
Once you come up with the biggest prime number, do all the other people on this site get a fire lit under them and say, I'm taking you down, M40?
I would say so. Just in the past couple of days, 4,000 new accounts have sprouted up that want to find it. It gets people more excited. These prime numbers are out there, and yeah, absolutely, people want to find the next one. So, you know, it could be tomorrow that somebody finds the next prime number. It might be a few years, but somebody's going to find another one here pretty soon.
Michael Schaefer, graduate student at Michigan State University, and his very large prime number. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.